With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score, and it is always a joy to get out to the Aurelio's Pizza Hotline. It's the sauce, and welcome in our man in Vegas by way of San Francisco. He, of course, Joe Fortenbaugh, 95.7 The Game, in the Bay Area Sharp 600 podcast, in the internet area.
Good morning, Joe.
And always welcome in our area. Hey, Joe!
Gentlemen, good morning as always. It's Packer week, so it's an honor to be on the airwaves with you. How's everyone handling the build-up to the rematch?
Oh, they're ready.
Well, everybody is a little bit excited that the Bears are now Super Bowl favorites, Joe. So I think that, you know, once you beat a Super Bowl favorite, you become the new favorite.
Especially after the Chiefs lost last night.
That's right. That's right.
I'm just surprised the Bears can get any airtime in Chicago with everything going on with the Bulls these days. How about it?
Oh, you've noticed, huh?
Yeah.
Well, of course. I mean, here's the thing that's odd about that. Teams that struggle in any sport, if you're working outside that market, you're not going to hear about them all that often. For example, being in the Bay Area, I don't hear a whole lot about the Atlanta Hawks. We don't hear a whole lot about the Miami Marlins, you know, teams like that. The Bulls, for some reason, just keep popping up on my radar like every 2 to 3 days to the point where you can't help but take a look and go, my God. I mean, just settle down and try to figure this thing out for a few days. So they've got the leadership council, which is nice. Hopefully that'll work its way out. But, you know, back to the Bears here, you're right. Lewis Riddick from ESPN went on the other day. I know he was talking publicly about how he thinks the Bears are the favorite in the NFC. They've got the defense. They've got a lot of the elements that you see in teams that make deep playoff runs. The question will always come down to two things. One, Mitchell Trubisky making enough plays in a game, in a possible rematch at L.A. or in New Orleans against the Saints. And then in addition, how will Matt Nagy handle his first run through the postseason? You would hope, if you're a Bears fan, you would hope he has learned from the mistakes made by Andy Reid. Because as good of a coach as Andy Reid is, year in, year out, he's come up short in the postseason. It goes back to Philly. Kansas City has not won a home playoff game since Joe Montana. And again, you saw it last night. The Chiefs, in their three biggest games this year, the Patriots lost, the Rams lost, and the Chargers last night, they let that one get away. I mean, for as much as everyone loves Patrick Mahomes, what happened in the second, third, and fourth quarter, huh? If we're going to go nuts on the no-look passes, let's mention the fact that he couldn't put that game away for Kansas City.
This segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
So where do you want to start, Joe? The bowl season, wow, starts tomorrow.
All right, we'll touch on college a bit. Here's how this is going to work. I've got a podcast coming out later today that's going to preview the first week of bowl season. I've only got a couple games I like right now that are going to make it onto the pod, so I'll throw them your way. Game number one is going to be Saturday. It's going to be North Texas catching 7.5 against Utah State. Now, Utah State was a covering machine this season. Big problem here is the fact that they've lost their head coach. He is now on his way to the Texas Tech job. And one thing that we talk about every year on this radio show at this time of year, it's the number one factor when it comes to handicapping bowl games. You can look up yards per play, yards per point, strength of schedule, quarterback experience, all that good stuff. But motivation is the key. Some of these teams really want to play in these bowl games. Some of these teams couldn't care less. In this game, the big question mark comes down to Utah State and how bad they want it. They had a dream season cooking, and then they went to Boise at the end of the year, and they lost. And they didn't even make it to the conference championship game. Their head coach is leaving for Texas Tech. Here's North Texas originally catching 10. That line has been bet down to 7.5. We'll take North Texas plus the points in that spot. A second game I'm looking at on Saturday is going to be Arizona and Fresno State. Fresno State was very good to us this year. They opened as around a 3.5-point favorite. That was bet up to about 5 or 6. I'm looking at the under here. The total's 54.5. I think you're going to get some defensive efforts that might stifle this game. I still have to go through and cap a little bit more on this one, but there's going to be some play to be made. Herm Edwards in the Pac-12, I think Herm's going to have these guys ready to play. And for as solid a job as Tedford has done, I think this is going to be more of a slugfest than people are giving you credit for. So keep an eye on that. And then game number 3 Saturday as well, Middle Tennessee State against Appalachian State. Appalachian State laying about a touchdown here, but if you look at the sharper books, they're only laying 6.5. That's telling to me. If I can get the 7 with Middle Tennessee State, I'm going to make that play because this is a similar situation to North Texas and Utah State. Head coach leaving for greener pastures. The App State guy is gone. As wonderful as a season as it's been, now you've got to wonder what's going to happen with some of the motivation, some of the preparation. Give me Middle Tennessee State. So for right now, 3 college games for Saturday. Give me 7.5 with North Texas over Utah State. Arizona State, Fresno State, I'm looking under 54 total points, and I'm looking at Middle Tennessee State plus the touchdown against App State.
This segment with Joe Fortenbaugh is brought to you by Bet Chicago for betting and fantasy football coverage. Download the app today and bet for free.
So what about the NFL? What jumps off the board at you, and do you have an opinion on the Bears? Will you invest in that game, or do you stay away with Aaron Rodgers involved?
I'm staying away for now, but I'll jump into that game right after I rip through a few of these others. I'm only looking at 3 in the NFL right now, and then I think there are several 6-point teaser plays that are out there to keep an eye on. Game number 1, I'm going to lay the 2.5 with New England at Pittsburgh. This is your annual Mike Tomlin gets outcoached by Bill Belichick game, which has been going on for quite some time now. Since Tomlin entered the league in 2007, he has played 9 times against Bill Belichick, coached 9 times against him, some in the postseason to go along with some regular season matchups. Belichick is 7-2 straight up, 6-3 against the spread. But you have to remember, one of the only 2 games Belichick lost was in 2008 when Matt Cassel was his quarterback in for Tom Brady. So the reality is against Brady, Tomlin has outcoached the Patriots 1 time. Now, in those 7 wins, the Patriots are winning by 14 points per game. And in their last 6 trips to Pittsburgh, the Pats are 5-1 against the spread. You'd have to imagine New England had a very good week of practice after what took place at the end of that Miami game last Sunday. Pittsburgh catching points at home against a New England team that I don't think is as strong as in the past would normally catch my eye, but Pittsburgh went to Oakland and looked terrible. The week before that, they let San Diego come in and catch them in the second half. I wanted to take Pittsburgh, but I just cannot get over the coaching discrepancy, and I think the Miami loss last week really helps us. So game number 1, I'll lay the 2.5 with the Patriots. Game number 2, I'll take the 2 points with Tennessee at New York. I think the wrong team's favorite here. The Titans aren't that great, but the Giants are a mess. I know they've won 4 of their last 5, but that is a really soft 4 of their last 5. They beat the Niners. They beat Tampa Bay. They did beat the Bears, but it was with a backup quarterback and a tricky look-ahead spot, so I'm not going to give it that much credit. And then they hammered Washington last week, who started Mark Sanchez and Josh Johnson at quarterback. Tennessee's still fighting for a playoff spot. They've had extra rest, extra time to get ready for this game, coming off that Thursday nighter. And at the same time, they have been covering a decent amount of spreads in this situation. So I'll take the 2 with Tennessee at New York. I think they beat the Giants outright. Game number 3, again, I'm going to lay points on the road. I'll lay the 3.5 with Seattle at San Francisco. I don't get this line. I really don't. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I thought Seattle was going to be laying double digits here. I mean, I know that they're off the Monday night game against Minnesota, but what does San Francisco have to offer? Nice win against Denver, but Denver was down Emmanuel Sanders. And for some reason, they just let George Kittle, the tight end from Iowa, who's having a great season, run wild on him. I mean, they wouldn't cover the guy. I have a feeling Seattle's going to cover him. And guess what? That's the end of the Niner offense because they can't get the ball to anybody else. They're a motivated team, don't get me wrong, but they severely lack talent. And Seattle can smell blood in the water. They're jockeying for a playoff position. They've pretty much secured a wild card spot with the way the schedule is set up. But a couple weeks ago when these 2 teams met, Nick Mullins threw for 400 yards against this defense. Don't think they've forgotten about that. They're going to be on high alert. I think they stopped the Niners in that game. So the three NFL plays to look for, I'll take the two with Tennessee over the Giants. I'll lay the 2.5 with the Patriots over the Steelers. I'll lay the 3.5 with Seattle over San Francisco. Bunch of six-point teaser plays on the board this week for those who like them. I think Jacksonville is going to make for a nice six-point teaser. I think Houston on Saturday night, you can tease that game down to a half. They should handle the Jets. I think you can tease New Orleans down to a pick 'em in the Monday night game against Carolina, who is on a brutal losing streak with an injured quarterback and an ownership group that seems ready to make a lot of changes to that coaching staff. Now, as for the Bears, this is a very interesting game, as you guys know. You're laying anywhere between 6. I see a couple books with 7, but I wouldn't pay too much attention to that. That's a lot of points here. And the one variable I can't get over is the fact that Green Bay looked as good as they did last week now that Mike McCarthy's gone. So what am I supposed to expect from the Packers? I know what I'm going to get from the Bears. You're going to get a great crowd. You're going to get a great defensive effort. You should still see plenty of motivation despite coming off a huge win last week because the division is theirs for the taking. But how well is Aaron Rodgers going to play in this game? Because getting rid of Mike McCarthy, they hammered Atlanta last week. And granted, Atlanta is a below-average team this season. They're a dome team that was on the road at Lambeau last week. But looking at the Bears here, that's a significant amount of points. I might look to the 45 points on the total and think about playing the under. Not something I love, but if I want action in this game and I'm going to go away from teasing, I might think about the under. Bears give you a solid defensive effort. Offensively, who knows how it plays out. Green Bay won 6-1 against the spread in their last 8 road games. I might look to the under, but overall, that's probably just a game I sit back and enjoy.
Joe, you're the best. Happy week before Christmas to you, my friend.
Have a good weekend, Joe.
Is that a holiday now? Happy week before Christmas?
Well, you know what? I say that because, honest to God, I had to do a little Christmas shopping yesterday, and oh, yeah, yeah. You need to be happy about life to stand in a crowd and wait and do all the rest.
Molly, newsflash. There's this thing called the internet.
I believe it's called the internet,
And Molly didn't get any further than the gas station.
And Molly is run out of time with the ideas he wanted to invest in.
Thanks, Joe.
Help.
All right, boys. Have a good one. I'll talk to you next week.
Must be nice to have that kind of control over the internet. Feel good about it.
He's got a point, though, you know.
So I should just go home and order stuff that
Now you're pushing it, man, because you got shipping issues.
Well,
you're like, okay.
I got shipping news. I also have the fact that it's very hard to disguise your purchases when on a shared computer.
Well, you got to work on that one then.
Yeah. I'm trying not to live a secret life, David.
There's nothing secret about getting shopping privately so you can
maintain the element of surprise. People you're buying for.
Well, you got to work on that.
Yeah. Beyond my
or you can go wait in line if you want. Hey, that's always fun.
What I was thinking was I could always just go to Kevin and ask him to order something and then rely on him to give it to me.
I'm on it.
See? That's my guy. It's Molly and Haw. We're going to bring in the voice of the Bears. Jeff Joniak will join us next, and he'll give us the call that he's been practicing, the big victory over the Green Bay Packers. He's already got it mapped out and, of course, winning the division. It's Molly and Haw on the Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.